The village fair was in full swing, and the air was electric with the buzz of laughter and music. Kids were darting between stalls, their faces sticky with candy floss and grins as wide as the Shannon. There was old Joseph, red-faced and grinning, trying to win a prize at the ring toss, his laugh echoing across the square as he missed by a mile. The sun was setting low over the hills, casting a soft amber glow across the fields that stretched out as far as the eye could see. And there, in the distance, was the sea.
Oh, for the love of St. Patrick, Seamus, would you put down that paper and listen to me for once? I've been calling your name for the past 5 minutes, and you're just sitting there like a lump on a log. Oh, don't you yes dear me, Seamus O'Malley. I know that look. You think you're getting away with it, don't you? Well, not on my watch.
If I come for you, and I still might yet decide to come for you, I will wear high heels so you can hear my approach on the cobblestones and have time to repent. You listen for my footsteps.